Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah. Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live right here with DJ E Monster. I got a great show for you guys tonight. Our interviewees are even checked in super duper early, you dig? So we're going to go over and say hi to them over here in just a moment. But first, don't forget the show is interactive on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus, and Tumblr. Everything is Monster US Radio. Or DJ E Monster. Don't forget, we'll have a session. Part of our session, we'll open up the lines. You can give a shout out, call in, say what's up, and things like that. The number is going to be 424-243-9649. But you gotta press one to talk. So let me go over here and say what's up to some of the people both of our guests tonight. You dig? We'll start out with saying what's up to Erin Stevenson. She's going to be coming in tonight, telling us about her and her music. And I'm telling y'all, when I read her bio, I was like, wow. So what's good, Erin? How you feeling tonight?
Hey, Monster. I'm good. I'm sitting up here chilling in the hotel room talking to you. So it's a good night so far. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. We're going to definitely have a monstrous night. And we're going to get it in. We're going to see what all you got going on, see what your big monstrous buzz is all about.
That's right.
So, all right, y'all, stick with us. We're going to play a little bit of music, but we also got Hit 'Em Up. I checked out this guy, and all y'all know, I'm an artist. He made me want to put my mic down. I'm just saying, it is what it is. Hit 'Em Up, what's good, bruh?
What's good? What's good, now?
What's going on with you?
Man, just in the A, man, trying to get some more hits popping. What's good with you?
Mm-hmm. Hey, just trying to get it going, you know, take over Tuesday. I got both of y'all calling in tonight. It's a special double feature. So, you know, I think it's going to be a great show. I think it's going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
So, all right, so let's go ahead and get into it. You know, people, you know how I do it. I give y'all like 15 minutes to start calling in, let the lines warm up a little bit, play a couple tracks, and we come back. We're going to jump into these interviews. So, all right, stick with me, DJ E Monster, Monstrous Radio Live. So, all right, let's see, where am I going to take it? I'm going to get y'all to turn it up a little bit. Check it out. This is Choo Choo. It's called Poop Foot, right here, Monstrous Radio Live. I think you're going to like this one.
Turned up to the max.
like we do it, you ain't stepping like you. We fight that, we slide from the shot. Then we throw that beat, then we throw that beat. So then we stomp, stomp, lean left to right and clap, clap. Then we bust that beat down, then we bring it down around the house. We fight that, we slide from the shot. Then we throw that beat, then we throw that beat. So then we stomp, stomp, lean left to right and clap, clap. Then we bust that beat down, then we bring it down around the house.
Ain't heard about it, nigga, I'm the sickest out the system. I don't really like a damn, but I can get the business clear. If you ain't coming with no money, you can't even get in here. Pop one, pop two, goddamn, getting up. Watch my nigga throw that bitch and then he catch all the in my six. Somebody leaving here naked. Woo. Respect killer, we gon' check it. You play and you gon' regret it. She choose to send me a message like tell her, bitch, be ready. Gon' bust it. Come here, girl, let me touch it. Whoever you with, I'm a young and a big thug. Just to push up a button, I call them if they coming. Got classes up in the morning before. This part of jumping, I might not be going home. And I'll tell it's on. Mother don't know who I am, she better leave me alone. I've been running around the yard all day. Make them pop it for that nation, then we hit up Jackson State. You know what I'm dumb. Poof, poof, out that beat. We slide from the yacht, then we throw that beat. Then we throw that beat. So then we stomp, stomp, lean left to right and clap, clap. Then we bust that beat down, then we bring it down around the house. Poof, out that beat. We slide from the yacht, then we throw that beat.
Yeah, we getting it going. Monsters Radio Live. Looks like the lines are filling up for people. Don't forget, you can be interactive on your computer. I'm about to open up the chat line on Blog Talk here in just a moment. And we are interactive on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But the lines are filling up. A lot of people are pushing one. I guess they're anticipating this interview coming up here in just a few moments. So you know what we do around here. It's about breaking records, hitting the music up. So I got a new track for y'all. I busted it out last night, and I think I'm going to bust it out again. Buying some time for you guys to fill in so we can get this interview going. But I got some new music from Faith Evans and Biggie. That's right. She did released an album with her and Big. So check it out. This is Faith Evans, Notorious B.I.G., and Snoop D-O-double-G. It's called When We Party, Monsters Radio Live. New music.
Give it LA prop. Ooh, party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party don't stop.
When we party on the West Coast.
Hits your lyrics, just split your head so hard that your hat can't fit you. Either I'm with you or against you. Format bent you, back through that maze I sent you.
The maze is a daze I blaze, I will amaze. Smoking while you're looking with some California A's. Me and Big, what it is, get it in. Sipping gin with the hen in the alleyway. Bang in the Caliway.
Talking to the rap inventor. Nigga with the game type, fifth that flame right. Spell my name right. B-I-double-G-I-E. Iced out, lights out. Me and C the Leo.
S-N-double-O-P, Big D-O. Old school nigga, 84 El Camino. LBC, no, we love Big D, though. I-E-Y, Mickey, even Bernardino.
And we, when we party on the West.
Yeah. strictly for the weather, women, and the weed. Sticky green, no seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood. Ain't no love lost.
Y'all know I'm from the West, I'm the king to be exact. You better holler at me when you need that chronic sack. I got it all, one call, no stall, on the ball. Winter, spring, summer, fall, listen to me, holler at you, dog. Words of the clever, forever multiply. Birds of a feather, preparing learn to fly. Perfection, selection, this is a B-I-G-D-P-G-C connection.
I'ma spell my name one more time, check it. It's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow, sipping on booze in the house of blues. What it do?
When we party on the
party, cause the West Coast party don't stop.
Do you wanna ride with me? Do you wanna ride? Come and ride with me.
Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause the West Coast party don't stop.
Monsterous Radio. You are now in the Monster Mix. Okay, I still got a little bit more time to waste. Okay, that's what's up. All right, check it out. This right here is S80. This is called Pre. And right up when we come back, we're going to start with these interviews. Don't forget, like, comment, and share the link, and we're going to get into it. Get it?
Yeah. You know what I said? Mine never free enough.
A girl says she love the way I'm walking. The girl says she love the way I'm talking. The girl saying kick it like a boss. The diamonds on the floor, now she's screaming out. She want me. You know it's that time of morning. The girl I turn up and I know she want me. Blowing on the strong. She says she love the way that I put on. But yo, white pre, white pre, white pre. I got your main girl. Shining on me, chandelier easy. Might put your bae on TV, I do it for a reason, yeah, yeah.
Me love me car, me love me money and ting, oh. But most of all, me love me brown ting, damn. 5'4 caramel skin tone. And baby know she bad to the bone. And I'm a little fucked up, just pulled a 4 on the 4. And shawty should've known that I peeped ass from the dope. And I don't usually do this cause I stay off in my zone. But right now I'm really putting on, I'm finna pull up in a song. Got your main girl dancing on the D. Spotlight on your girl, let me see. Tick tock for me, catch Jimmy B. Why pee, why pee, why my pre me? No, he mad cause he probably wanna be me. Diamond shining on him, making it look easy. Finna take somebody girl home with me. The girl says she love the way I'm walking. The girl says she love the way I'm talking. The girl saying kick it like a boss. The diamonds on the floor, now she screaming out. She want me. You know it's that time of morning. The girl I turn up and I know she want me. Blowing on the strong. She says she love the way that I put on. But yo, why pre, why pre, why pre? I got your main girl bouncing on the D. Spotlight on your girl, let me see. Tick tock for me, can't Jimmy B. Why my pre me, why my pre me, why my pre me? Me knowing my guy, you probably wanna be me. Diamond shining on me, chandelier and easy. Might put your bae on TV, I do it for a reason. She know she the baddest in the place, girl. Who got the keys to the GG? And baby whispered in my ear, said she a free free. On Monday, so she said she have a sneeze. Didn't make she want to run, now she screaming about her deep sea. Believe me, yeah.
Man a girl, so you know we not weird. Tick tock, girl, mash up the place. Tick tock, me a love up your waist. Girl, I broke it down, and she know she the baddest in the place, girl. Baddest in the place, girl. She love the way I'm walking. The girl says she love the way I'm talking. The girl sitting kinky like a boss. The diamonds on the floor, now she screaming out. She want me. You know it's that time of morning. The girl I turn up and I know she want me. Blowing on the strong. She says she love the way that I put on. Yo, why breathe, why breathe, why breathe? I got your main girl bouncing on the D. Spotlight on your girl, let me see. Tick tock for me, girl. Me know he mad, cause he probably wanna be me. Diamond shining on me, shining it real easy. Might put your bae on TV, I do it for a reason, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, we're about to get ready to get into these interviews. So, all right, so if you're gonna call in now. We're gonna open up the lines in a little bit. 424-243-9649. I'm gonna say it slow. For those of you that caught the little short school bus that used to make you wear the helmet with the visor so you wouldn't lick the window, 424-243-9649. Press the big buttons, player. Make sure you press one if you want to talk. So I got hit him up over here, and I also got Aaron Stevenson. So let's go ahead and start out with the lady. You know, we got to be gentlemen around here. We're going to start out with the lady first. So how you doing,
Thank
Aaron
you.
Stevenson?
I'm so good, Boss. How are you doing?
I'm feeling monstrous. You know, I'm feeling monstrous.
Good.
All right, all right. So, one of the first things we do around here is we do what we call a monstrous radio weather report. I used to have a weatherman, but I used to pay him in food stamps and canned goods, but he thinks he's too good to take him now. When I catch him, I'm going to bust his ass. So, why don't you go ahead and help me out a little bit? And give us a monstrous radio weather report. Tell the people where you're at right now and what's the weather like.
Oh, I am currently in Palm Springs, California. And as they say, it's beautiful always in California. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got some bad storms in January, so I kind of have to, you know, this is an odd year, should I say. But it's beautiful. I give it about a good right now 67, 68 degrees outside, right by 70. Nice winds, and it's still hot enough to go outside and get in the pool or the jacuzzi and enjoy a good drink or two. It's beautiful. It's California.
Right, right. That's what's up. I'm not trying to be a spoiler, but I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we cold. We can't do none of that right now. No, it is what it is. We going some water. It's a polar plunge. It is what it is. So
I've been seeing
all right, so let's go ahead. The snow? Yeah, we just had a storm not too long ago. You know, it didn't hit all of the city real hard, but you know, some of the parts they got like real deep snow. Yeah, you think it was still Christmas around here. But that's just bipolar weather up here. You know. Yeah, so So let's go ahead and get into it. You know, before we get into, you know, all the stuff you do with the music and things like that. You know, I like to help the people get to know the person who we're interviewing, because I think if they can relate to you, they'll accept your music more. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a better connection. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and get into that. So, you know, tell us about who you are outside of the music business a little bit. You know what I mean? You know, are you a sibling, a parent? Who are you outside of the music business?
Well, first of all, I completely agree with you. I tend to tell people that if you don't like my music, you're going to like me. Because you like me, you like my music. So it's true. I am a Southern girl from Houston, Texas, born and raised with Louisiana roots as well. I grew up a baby girl, but I do have several sisters that came up along the way. Let's just say my papa was a Rolling Stone. We know how that goes. And my mama didn't play that. My mama wasn't one of those stepsisters and half-brothers, no. We all brothers and sisters until this day. That's how we address each other. But I grew up a baby girl, so I'm a little rough. I'm a complete tomboy, but I love wearing heels. And I've traveled the world over. I love to sing. I've been singing since I was about 5 years old. I'm goofy. I'm clumsy. I'm ghetto. I'm hood, but I'm smart. I'm educated, and I'm classy, believe it or not, when I try to be. So I like to consider myself like a big ball. I consider myself a gumbo and the epitome of a Gemini. Depends on what you're getting, but you'll never be bored with me. And I'm clumsy, super clumsy.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So I so what city did you actually grow up in?
In Houston, Texas. But I guess you could also say Missouri City. I don't think you know what most city is unless you're actually from Houston. So I just normally say Houston, but it's right near Sugar Land. Mm-hmm. If you know Sugar Land, most city, Houston, it's all the same pretty much. So I just say Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what was it like growing up for you?
Oh, I loved growing up. I had the best childhood ever. And I say that to say that because everything I went through pretty much made me who I am today. My parents, you know, divorced. My stepdad is my daddy. And coincidentally, my dad and my mom were like high school sweethearts. So you let him tell it. Like, I'm a daddy's girl to the core. So you let my daddy tell it. I don't know if we got any children listening, but my daddy will tell you, he put me and my mom a long time ago. I just took too long to come out. But so I had the best childhood. I used to love to go outside and play. My punishment, I got smart. I told my mama just to whip me so I could go outside and play. She got smart, and she said, forget it. No, you can't go out. I've always just been an outdoors girl. Music was always in our house. I'm just the only one who pursued it. My mom sings. She plays piano. Mm-hmm. My brothers, they all sing. My aunts and uncles, grandparents, everybody sings. I'm just the only one who decided to go for it. I used to be the family clown. Like, put me in the middle of the floor, and I'm just all over the place singing and dancing, singing songs. I had no idea I was singing. But my uncle finally made me be still and actually really sing a song because he got tired of seeing me playing. And I guess he really saw something in me. So, and I was maybe around about 5 years old at this time, and he made me sing the greatest love. Well, I sung the greatest love of all, but he threatened me. He said, if you don't be still and sing for real, I'm going to put my feet on you. My uncle has the worst feet ever on earth, and they frightened me. I sung The Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston. He took off his hat and passed it around to my family, and they put money in the hat. Mind you, I'm about 5 or 6 years old, but I knew at that moment that I was going to be singing for the rest of my life. So thanks to
my family.
Yep, here I am still doing
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, so how did music progress for you, you know, after Beyond Five? I mean, did you start doing talent shows? How did it progress after that, after the beginning, after, you know, you first sang for the family?
Sure thing. Of course, church. That's the core of me. It's my soul. It's the heart of me. It's who I am. Church. My mother used to play for, we used to call it the Angelic Choir, and my mom used to play for us, and the first time I ever really just sung in front of people, of course, is at church. That's where I say I got the best education, the best schooling. I've never had any vocal coaching, should I say, but I learned everything that I know in church. So after that, I hardly ever even mention this, but I used to be a part of Girls' Time, which became Destiny's Child. I left right before they signed the contract, I'll just say, because I really wanted to sing. And that's what I'll say about that. And my mama said, well, honey, if you want to sing, you don't want to do it, fine, go home. So she took me on home. And that was that. But I had the best time with them. But that let me know still that there was another level that I knew I wanted to go to. Moving forward, all through high school, I was just singing talent shows. And I partook in several groups, or should I say. And my friends would always get mad at me, because I was always the one writing, coordinating, choreographing, helping to vocal arrange and all of that stuff, putting shows together. My friends would get mad at me because I would always step to the back. And they felt like I should always be up front. But I've never been the person that has to show off. Unless you call me out or you try to test me, then I can really show you who I am. Aside from that, I've never just had to have the spotlight. However, some of my friends, once they got to college, decided that they didn't want to go to college. And they dropped out. I stayed in school. And I was forced to bring myself up to the front to be the artist, because music and singing is the one thing, if nothing else, that makes me happy. So, and I had to do it. It's like in my DNA, it's in my blood, it's in my veins. So I forced myself to be the artist that I am today. And since then, just a bunch of open mics, challenge shows, open doors, getting over my fears, getting up off the doggone couch, trying to let it go to be heard, singing for $5, and the rest was history. God does what he does.
Right. Okay. Okay. So go ahead and explain. I read something in your bio about, you know, the point where you basically went to your job and was like, look, this is what it is. You can listen to my CD, but this is what it is. Go ahead, tell us about that scenario.
That's real. Me and my boss are still cool to this day. Like, he's still, I used to work for NASA. I told you I'm a bit of a, I'm the complete epitome. I got my job at NASA with a fireball red mohawk. I walked into the building and I told, what? I said, I just walked through the door and my boss said, oh, you're hired. I said, okay. And I worked there for like 3 years. But I think that just needed something refreshing. So I would literally ride up to NASA. I ride motorcycles too. So I would literally ride up to work sometimes on my motorcycle, work for NASA with my suit on, and leave and go do a show with stilettos and a bustier on or something with a red mohawk. So that was my life. But I never changed who I was, even in the midst of it, because I'm an artist. No matter what, I can't help it. And I think people just appreciated me for being who I was, even in an environment where there it's buildings full of scholars and engineers and astronauts, you know, should I say. They just found me to be refreshing. However, I could not get rid of the artist inside of me. So one day I woke up. I was like, I'm not living my purpose. I was making great money with great people, a great team, and doing great stuff because I loved what I did, but it wasn't my purpose. It wasn't my passion in life. I literally woke up and I told my friend, I said, I'm going to quit today. So, and I knew my boss was going to try to keep me there if he could, because we had a great relationship. And his name is Bill. Right. Hey, Bill, if you're listening, he might be listening because he's that kind of guy. I told you we're still cool. So, and he supports me to the core. So I walked in and I walked in his office and I said, Miss Bill, I need you to fire me. He looked around and he was like, who does this? And he was like, out of all my years of working here, I've never had anyone come to me and tell me to fire them. And this was in the midst when, you know, the States was going through a recession. And so NASA was laying off so many people. And, you know, people were trying to keep their jobs. I felt like that could be a blessing to somebody else. You know, keep the money they're giving me, give it to somebody else, because I need to go do and live my purpose. Anyways. So I talk a lot. Forgive me, email. So anyway, but you got it. So Bill was like, I handed him my CD and I said, listen to my CD. And if you feel like I suck, if you feel like, and I'm an honest person, I can take it. I'm a big girl. I said, if you feel like I suck and I don't have a chance, I will go walk to my desk right now. I will put my CD in the trash can and I will see you first thing in the morning. Let me know by the end of the day. The end of the day, he laid me off and said, I wish you all the best in life. I'll be there with you, and I'll support you through it all. Goodbye. He laid me off so that I could get unemployment. But, however, I didn't even need it, because this is what happens when you pay attention to what's supposed to be happening in your life and you obey it. I literally went home. The very next day, I got a call to go on the road with Janet Jackson, and I was gone.
Wait, you said Janet Jackson? Like, is that Michael Jackson, brother?
Yes.
Janet Jackson?
I don't know no other Janet Jackson we're going to name. Only if it's Janet. Yes. Just like that. That's it. And that's just how it works.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, I'm a living
witness. Okay. So what was that like? You know what I mean? You know, working with Janet and all that stuff, and you know, what was the experience feeling like? And then after that, I'm going to drop your track so people can feel you.
Cool beans. Yeah, no, she's legit. 100. I've sang for her for like 10 years, you know, of course, on and off, but 10 years. And she has been an absolute blessing to me. She is an angel. And what you see is really who she is. She's a complete sweetheart. Yes, that's her voice. and she works hard, brilliant woman. And I owe so much to her. Even when I came out with the song that you're about to play, Naked, you know, she didn't have to do what she did. She knew that I was coming out with my song. And the day that it came out, she blasted like all over social media. You know, so I'm proud of my friend Aaron, support my friend Aaron. And I don't know if you know like I know, but there are so many artists that won't do that because because one, you could be possible competition later on. Two, they want you to stay where you are, which is in the background working for them. So they're not going to hit that send button to the world to say support my friend who's trying to be the next. So that says a lot about her, and I love to say this, on and off the stage. And I believe the measure of a person is what they do off the stage anyway. So I love her. You can't tell me nothing bad about Janet.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna play your track, Naked. So go ahead and I guess set it up, and then when we come back, we can talk about it. And then you know, I got a couple more questions for you, and then we'll wrap up the interview. But yeah, go ahead and give us a nice monstrous introduction to your song, Naked.
Cool. You are now listening to the debut of my song, Naked, with E Monster on Monstrous Radio Live. Turn it up, turn it all the way up. Enjoy a good, feel-good, funky groove with some singing and not a ton of auto-tune. And just listen to the message and get naked. Go love them, somebody. Here you go. Enjoy it.
Are you ready?
Yeah, there we go. My bad, Aaron. I opened up the lights a little early. I forgot about that jam session. I forgot about the jam session at the end of it. that's what's up, though. But, I'm really loving that song, and I want you to tell us about how it came about, because I'll be honest, when I first seen the title to it and I seen Naked, I was like, oh, boy, here go another, let's keep it 100, here go another nasty track. It is what it is. Yeah. Okay, is it going to be hot or not? But then you were talking about, okay, you've got me naked. I feel exposed, all that. So, you know, I'm loving the track. So tell us about how did it all come along.
You're a smart man, E-Monster. That was the whole point. And I'm glad that you get it, because there are so many people out there. What I'm going to say is twofold. There are so many people out there who are sick of hearing about the same old stuff, you know, these days. And then on the flip side, there are some of those who don't pay attention unless it is that kind of stuff. So I figured that I'd be smart. I'd title it something that gets people's attention. But you're like, uh-oh, what in the hell is she talking about? Make it, hit the play button, and make it fun, but with what Aaron would really want to say. And so the song, because when I first heard the track, it's produced by my good friend Ian Martin. So when I heard the track, I was like, it was undeniable. It just felt good. So whatever I put to it had to feel good. And I am one of the most lovingest people ever on earth. Like, I am the queen of love. I love love, sassy love, mushy love, and sometimes I don't like it, but I love love. So I am also a firm believer that it's no point in loving or giving or, you know, sharing or spending time, anything, if you don't do it wholeheartedly. So that's really what Naked is really about. Whatever you do, do it as if you're naked, flaws and all. You know, like I always, before I sing the song, I tell people, accept my stretch marks, my big belly, my arm, my flabby arms. I don't have no big booty, but it'll do. Take my, as it is, you know, love the same way you love all of this, love my heart the exact same way. So that's all. Whatever you do, if you're giving to someone, give nakedly. Don't always expect something in return. Give it because you know, from your heart. So that's how Naked came to be, just something that felt good with a message that made you want to see what it was going to say before you even heard it, and then let the song do the rest. So I'm glad you got it.
So, all right, go ahead and tell people right quick, where can they find the song, and how can they connect with you on social media if they want to connect with you for touring, booking, and things like that?
Awesome. I'm working on all of that now because I've got to get out there and put my face out there. Once again, not in the back, but in the front as Aaron Stevenson. So you can find me everywhere, firstly on my website, aaronstevensonmusic.com, and that's E-R-I-N, Stevenson, S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N, music, M-U-S-I-C.com. You can find me everywhere by Aaron Stevenson. YouTube is Aaron Stevenson. Instagram is Aaron Stevenson. Facebook is Aaron Stevenson. Music and SoundCloud is Aaron Stevenson. So if you just type in my name, you're sure to find me. Look me up, like me, become a fan, all that good stuff. Share.
Right. Make sure you comment on the video. I'm loving that video, too. I'm really loving
Thank
that
you.
Video. Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I'm loving that video. Yeah. That was a great one to endorse the song.
Thank you. I was like, I needed something that just showed my personality, just me having fun, being Aaron in the middle of a street like a crazy woman, just having a good time, but... thank you.
Right. And, hey, I just want to say, if you need something to guide you over there, I just want to say she's right. The video totally shows her person, matches up with the person that she has now. But I'm just going to say, like she said, look for that crazy scene in the street. I love the necklace and I love the outfit. Go check out the necklace and the outfit. It is.
Yes.
So it is what it is. Yeah. So make sure, you know, well, actually, here's another one, you know, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up because we got to get to hit them up here pretty real soon here. So what can people expect when they do get a chance to come out and see you at a performance? What can they expect to see?
They can expect to see the real. I sing live. they can expect to see my heart. They can expect to see soul. They can expect to feel my energy. If nothing else, like I said at the beginning of this interview, most people get to, when they experience me, they get me. Even if they don't like my music, they eventually get it because they'll get me. And I've come to know that only because I've been told. And that's because I'm literally my genuine, quirky self and I'm on stage. So you can expect to come get some love, some encouragement, some of my soul, and just honest music, just honest music. Everything I sing comes from a place or a situation or a story that I've been through. And not that I'm the deepest person on earth by any means, but I do have something to say, and you're going to have a good time while listening to it. And every time, that's my goal, to make you have a good time and learn something.
Well, there it is. There it is. Okay. So I got one more question for you. You dig? And then I'll go ahead and let you do some shout outs and get in some last words. Have you ever thought about, because, you know, I can hear it. And, you know, I've been in the music game a long time. And I kind of know who the hit makers are by who you listen to. I just got a question.
I'm ready.
You know, I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. You know, he hooked up your girl. Have you thought about working with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis?
I think
y'all can make a hit song. I'm just saying.
Listen, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis are me all day. You hear Naked? My boy Ian produced it, but that's still the same funk sound, feel-good R&B music that they make. And, of course, you know the Minneapolis sound. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, you put that out there. Where you at, Jimmy Jam and Terry? Somebody call them and tell them to come on.
Right. Here's
hit.
The next one right here.
Give me a hit.
Yeah. That's what's up.
No doubt.
So, before we move on and hit him up, and you're more welcome to stick around and check this guy out. I think he's really up on the rise, coming up real strong, too. So I'm really excited that he's also here on the same night that you are. You got some any shout outs you want to put out there, any last words, or anything like that?
Yeah. Well, my last word is gonna go to you, E Master. Thank you so much for reaching out, and thank you for what you do, and thank you for giving us indie artists a place to be heard. I appreciate it if nobody else does. And that means you should keep on going. So thank you so much for playing the record and for reaching out. I had a good time with you, and I wish you much, 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 much more continued success and may your audience continue to grow. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Monster salute to you. You know, thank you for taking the time to do the interview. You know?
No doubt.
So, you know, you're always more than welcome to come back and give people updates. Always let us know when you got your new releases, your shows are.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll go hammer at it. You know, like as if it's my show. I'm just saying.
That's right, boss. Yeah.
So, okay. So, let's see, anything else? Or if nothing else, just tell them one more time how they can connect with you on social media.
You got it. Everybody find me, friend me, like me, share me. Oh, I said that. Share me. Everywhere online under Aaron Stevenson. AaronStevensonMusic.com is the website. All my links are on my website. Go to the website, sign up for the subscriptions. You can see all the photos and videos and everything you like right there. And be easy, be happy, and be well. Have fun.
There it is. And remember, if you missed any of the information, you can always, after the show goes off, you can always re-listen to the archive 365, 24/7 days a week. Just go to monsterusradio.com and go to the interviews, and you can find the interviews or go to the show link, and you go to the Blog Talk Radio, and you can find the show link you want also there. Go ahead and make sure you guys make that happen. And when you do, like, comment, and share on the links. It's a pleasure having you. Like I said, you're always welcome to come back and keep us updated on what you got going on.
You got it. Thank you so much, E-Monster.
That's what's up. So, we're getting ready to interview. Hit him up. We're going to get to him in just a minute, you dig? I think we got a commercial. It's winter time's over, but what, the sponsorship's still going? It's still going? All right, well, check it out. This is a word from one of our sponsors.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right. Smacking them out bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubba gum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some smack in the mouth bubble gum. That's right, smack in the mouth bubble gum. Now available at the Quick Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunt's three for a dollar, but that's six on EBD.
All right, so check it out. Y'all heard the music when I play this song, so check it out. I'm going to play a little bit of his music as I get ready to bring him in here. Set it up a little bit. You are now tuned in. Just wait a minute.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Yeah. In the house himself, Mr. Wait a Minute. Hit him up. What's good, bruh? Monstrous Radio Live.
What's good? What's good, y'all? What's poppin'? Hey, shout out to Erin Stevenson, man. She got a lot of energy, man. She need to hand some of that to me.
That's what's up. Hey, who knows? Hey, maybe y'all could do something in the future. You dig? I'm just saying.
Definitely.
I need it. So, all right, bro. You heard how we started out with her. You know how we do it. We do what we call a Monsters Radio Ghetto Weather Report. We used to have a weatherman. I used to pay him in food stamps and canned goods. So now he thinks he's too good. When I catch him, I'm going to bust that ass. So go ahead and give us a Monsters Radio Weather Report. Tell the people where you at right now and what's the weather like.
The weather inside, because I've been in here all day, is a cool 68, but outside right now, it's like 34. Gonna need a jacket if you go out in the ATL. Mm. But since they got me locked in at studio sessions, I wouldn't know right now, so I think we good.
Right. Okay, that's what's up. So, all right, bro, let's go ahead and get into it, you know what I mean? Let's help the people connect with you outside of the music game, so, you know what I mean? Tell the people, are you a sibling, a player, a pimp, a pastor? Who are you outside of the music business?
Man, outside of music business, I'm mainly just really a family man. I'm the youngest of 16 kids, man. You know, I got a bruise growing up by my older brother. You know, it was like 11 boys and the rest girls. So I'm the youngest. I'm getting beat and threw in bushes. But it helped me, you know, grow to what I needed to be. So right now I feel like the oldest, so it's all good.
Right. They would toss you around and make you tough. I'd be like, our little brother ain't been no tough.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes my sisters could be brothers, too. You know, they punch it probably harder than some of my brothers. So, yeah, but, you know, I got connections, you know, up in Minnesota. My daddy from Minnesota, my whole daddy family up in Minnesota. Shouts out to St. Paul, Minneapolis, Twin Cities. My mom from Chicago, so they connected, and I grew up in Memphis. You know, I never knew how violent Memphis was until my friends come down and be like, this the first 48 capital. I'm like, come on, man, let's just walk to the can later. You ain't going to get shot.
Right.
So, you know, it's all good.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, what was it like growing up there? I mean, you know, I'm talking about, you know, the city life. What was it like for you growing up there? I mean, you know, did you get in trouble a lot? What was the school coming up?
Oh, yeah, I got in my fair share of trouble. But, you know, my brothers always try to keep me out mostly because they was – mainly the troublemakers in the neighborhood. You know, we grew up close by some projects, so we was cool with everybody. We had the basketball go in the backyard, so every day after school and even during school, we probably have 40-50 people in the backyard at a time. And, you know, it's fights break out constantly, but we always come back the next day and do it all over again. So, you know, in my neighborhood, you know, it was all good. So you know, my brothers was a troublemaker. So sometimes when I'm walking by myself, I might see a group of guys. Where your brother at now? And I had absolutely none, no idea what they talking about. So I end up getting in a lot of fights that went my own. So.
Okay. So, all right. So how did you start getting into the music? And did you get into the music just for the love of it? Did you do it to get off the streets? How did that all evolve?
Well, you know, back in high school, you know, it was always a group of guys that would beat on the table, on the drink machine, and rap about the people who walking by, about anything. I think that's mainly where it started, and then it progressed. We had a group called the Down South Goodfellas in Memphis, you know, just for purposes of the group and people on personal vendettas. We, you know, it didn't make it. So I just ventured off and did my own thing, and I started writing music for other people. So you might hear my music every day, but through different people. And I can't really say those people because of the contracts. I think it's the ghostwriting contracts, and my lawyer killed me. But, man, you might hear some hits on the radio, and you'd be like, man, if you listen to the song that I got out right now, you might be like, man, it sound like some hit 'em up right. So it might be. Don't be surprised about how big the artist be, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, what was that like initially, you know, starting to be a writer for other people? Because let's keep it 100. Some artists, you know, they don't want to fit nobody else's stuff. Some artists ain't going to get nobody else their stuff. So, you know, and actually a lot of people don't understand that's part of the music business. A lot of these singers out here, they don't write their music. You know what I mean? So, I mean, how did you start to get into ghostwriting?
You know, if you're in the studio, I had a song a while ago. I can't really say the name of it because it got pretty big and I got a contract out on it. But, you know, I was in the studio. I did the song and the guy was in there, the artist, and he was like, man, that's a hot song, man. What you going to do with it? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm finna put it out. And, you know, by that time, he had already had his big name. I think it was around 2009. He was like, you know, you interested in selling the song? I'm like, yeah, if the money talks, you know, you can get it. So that was my first song I sold. And ever since then, you know, he sent me people and record labels was calling and I'm just writing music. And, you know, I got to the point where I just made a music CD with and sent them off to all the people that was buying music from me and they just picked the songs they wanted. And, you know, the music business is mostly about publishing. So, you know, getting publishing off you can survive off that, especially if you got somebody that went platinum. And I had a couple of people that did that. So, you know, it's been a good venture.
Right. Okay. So with that stuff going on, obviously you were still writing for yourself.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. So, tell us about that, some more about, you know, you coming along and, you know, you coming up with your music.
Well, basically, it's just, you always got some songs that you thinking, you know, some people might not put enough feeling into it and they might not, you know, put it out there like you want it to be. And those be the songs that you will keep, you know. So I kept a lot of the music that I thought, you know, I might do better than sending it to one of the record labels and letting them put their artists on and this and that. And, you know, all the while, I'm still independent. So anything I'm selling or if I'm getting publishing or I'm getting this, it's all mine. So the music I keep, I can keep. And, you know, I own all my masters. So I just kept writing. And right now, we're in the studio and we got some hot music coming out. So to be on the lookout for that.
Okay. Well, all right, let me go ahead and slap your track in here, bro, because, hey, I've been jumping to this track ever since I first heard it, bro. I even had it in one of my mixes before you even hit me back. You dig? So, I'm loving this track right here. So, go ahead, give us an introduction, and then, you know, we'll talk about how did you start working with Dazzy Faye, and we'll talk more about your come up in the game.
So go ahead and give us a monstrous introduction to your track. Wait a minute.
Yeah, this your boy Hit 'Em Up, Rock 'Em Hard Productions and Entertainment. You're listening to DJ E Monster, Monster is Radio. Now you finna hear the hit single, Wait a Minute, Hit 'Em Up, featuring Jazzy Faye.
Guy that keep writing these songs for people and I never heard of him, never seen him. He like a real ghost writer. So they gave him my number and he called me up and like, man, you know, I hear some tracks that you did on your demo CDs from the record labels and I wanted to get you up. I got a beat that you would sound great on. And so the rest was history from there. You know, I went in the studio, he played the beat. He was like, what you feel about this beat? And I was like, hold up, wait a minute. And from there, it just progressed. And it was like maybe five of us in the studio, but the surrounding area had maybe 90 to 100 people in there. And by the end of the song, when he was playing the final cut, you can just see the whole entire area just jumping. And it was like, it was the greatest experience ever. It was crazy. And my biggest thing is, I don't want to make music that grow on people. I want to, as soon as you hear my music, I want to be like, okay, that's it right there. You know, I don't want my music to grow on people. I want it to be that first love.
Right. Okay. Well, hey, bro, it's showing up got me. It is. It's showing up got me.
So go ahead and tell the people, you know, where they can find it, and how else they can connect with you on social media for booking and things like that.
Oh, yeah, you can find this song and all our music on all major streaming sites. If you want to get in touch with me, it's Instagram, Twitter, hit them up, _901. It's HITEMUP_901. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, any major streaming site that you like. Everybody got their own preferences, so whatever you go to is going to be on there.
Okay. You got some tour dates coming up?
Yeah, I got a couple of tour dates. One of them is in the UK. Got some shows coming up in Austin, Texas. I'm going to be out in California next month. I can't think of everything. I post everything, so y'all make sure y'all follow me at Instagram. Hit them up, _901. I'm going to definitely be in Minnesota just doing some walking around because that's where my family is. So if y'all see me out, just holler at me. No, I ain't shy. Let's take some selfies together. Be looking out for the new project. It's going to be on all streaming networks. It's going to include Black Youngster. It's going to have, of course, Jazzy Faye. We got Zill on and Project Pat. A lot of artists that I done worked with before. So it's going to be a hot, hot, hot album. It's called the Rock 'em Hard label.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hey, bro, that's what's up. But, hey, I'm going to keep it real with you, bro. Don't let your ass come into town and I find out we going to trick you into getting out to the Mall of America and we going to force you to make a video. You dig? Have a whole gang of fans out there waiting on your ass. That's
all good. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. So, what can people expect at your show when they come out to see you perform?
Oh, man. If you ain't high energy, don't come to my show because it's going to be a lot of jumping around, bumping. But it's all good. You know, we had a crowd that, you know, it's not really a trouble crowd. When they come to my show, they bumping and jumping around, but they having a good time. And I'm on stage, I might jump in the crowd with you and jump around with you. So, you know, it's going to be high energy shows every show. So if you looking to come out and have a good time, just come to the shows, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. And I tell people how they can connect with you on YouTube so they can check out the video for this song. Because, hey, that's a nice video that goes with it. It complements the track real well.
Yeah, if you're looking for me on YouTube, just search Rock 'em Hard Records or Rock 'em Hard anything, and we're going to pop up. We all on YouTube, you know, all our videos. And as soon as you type in Rock 'em Hard Records, you'll see Jazzy Faye face on the front of the video. We did that on purpose because he's just a high, high, high energy guy. When you're in the studio with him, man, there ain't no turning down ever.
Right. Okay. So that's what's up. So, all right, bro. What else you want to put out there to let people know about you? You know, what you got going on? Maybe, maybe if there's somebody else that's connected to a label now that might want to, connect with you to get you to write them a song or something like that.
Yeah, just inbox me on any one of my social media. And we'll connect like that. You know, I write music all the time. I probably got 300 songs I already wrote. All of them hit. So you just pick one or we can write you a fresh one. We can sit down and talk about what's going on with you and how you want something to sound. And we can custom make you a song. So whatever. We write R&B, rap, whatever. So that's what it is.
Okay. So, all right, as we wrap it up, let's see, you got some shout-outs you want to do?
Oh, yeah, I want to send shouts out to everybody in Memphis, everybody in Chicago, everybody listening to you right now, everybody in the OG The Project, Westwood, Lake Regard, everywhere. The whole United States and the UK, I know they listening to me right now. I just got 102 ticks. So, man, we just shouts out to everybody listening and to you.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. We definitely got to try to set up a show for you to come to the Twin Cities and get it in and put it down for the state.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be ready.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm gonna play your track again on our way up out of here. It is what it is. So all right, y'all know what it is. It's Takeover Tuesday. It's the only night where we allow you, the artist, the listener, the author, the actor. You got movies coming out. It don't matter. It's the only night we let you call in and represent yourself, and I won't send your ass a bill. You dig? So all right, we're gonna listen to him on the track again. Wait a minute, because, hey, this is just my jam right here. I'm going to play another track, and then after that, we're going to come back, and we're going to open up the lines, and we're going to let you guys network and do what y'all do. You dig? So, let's see. I already ask you if you had any last words?
Yes, yeah, you did. Got it.
Oh, okay, my bad. So, all right, y'all, here we go. I'm going to play it again. Hold up. Wait a minute. Look, I'm over here doing all the moves from the video.
Ladies and gentlemen,
check him out.
You are now tuned in. Fizzle, tune in. The greatest of all time. Man,
never get it, hit 'em up, pull up in it, club turn, I'ma bend it, yo, I'ma bend it, new check, lot of digits, what it cost, ain't you bend it, you're in the rain, cause you never listen, step together, that's a new addition, wait a minute, hold up, pull the drink, roll up, snap it up, close up, in the club till it close up, eyes and money like it froze up, touchdown, doors up, turn up, ooh, so who the fuck is you, why you worry about we? Never had a silver spoon. Got the harder way. Hit him with the fade away. Same different day. The hater gotta say. What the hater gotta say? Can't spin it, can't spin it. This my life is on repeat. We the one that last 2 years, so we going for a three-peat. Before we even hit the room, shout it sitting on Lee. You see me first around the corner, run the game like a track meet.
Holla, wait a minute. Holla, wait a minute. Holla, wait a minute.
This is J.O. This is called Quagmire. Shout out to my music plug. We the one breaking this record. Mad love to Miss Death. Check it out.
I'm feeling like Quagmire. Hey, I ain't getting right. Flying boy. Hey, one time, but one time. Yeah. One time. Yeah.
trying to give it to me. She be feeling the sale when she get full of the Hennessy. She don't want no one else, so she pull up and get into it. Feeling giggity giggity. Yo, but she got too into me. Now I gotta get rid of her, she don't wanna get rid of me. She be standing in the store like the Statue of Liberty. Don't be giving a fuck and I don't be giving any. I swear, I think of Quagma.
I think of Quagma.
I think of Quagma.
I think of Quagma.
When I'm done with them, I quit them. Then I go and find me a new bed. They been looking at me like you crazy, but I don't give a damn.
No.
Do you know who I am? I'm Quagma. Yeah, I'm that guy. I get one, say hi, bye. Then I'm M.I.A. Not once, not twice. Uno, dos, cinco, seis. That's a quadruple it. And I ball, I know how to dribble it. Then it's on to the next bitch, get it, kill it, about to start a new body gang. She came with a friend, with a friend, with a friend. They already knew by the name. I think of Quagma.
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 I think of Quagma. I'm feeling giggity giggity. Yo, bitch, she gon' be feeling me. Don't leave your bitch around me, cause she gon' be trying to give it to me. She be feeling the sale when she get full of the Hennessy. She don't want no one else when she pull up and get into it. I'm feeling giggity giggity. Yo, but she got too into me. Now I gotta get rid of her, she don't wanna get rid of me. She be standing the stutter like the Statue of Liberty. Don't be giving a fuck and I don't be giving any. I swear that I'm feeling like Quagma. You are the one. Me, cause she gon' be tryna give it to me. She be feeling the sale when she get full of the Hennessy. She don't want no one else when she pull up and get into it. I'm feeling giggity giggity. Yo, but she got too into me. Now I gotta get rid of her, she don't wanna get rid of me. She be standing in the store like the Statue of Liberty. Don't be giving a fuck and I don't be giving any. I swear, I think of Quagma.
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 You are now in the Monster Mix. DJ E Monster, my music plug. Right. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. Look like Aaron Stevenson's and Hit 'Em Up. That was a great interview with both of them. Remember, you can always re-listen to the archive right after the show goes off, 24/7, 365. All we ask that you do is just like, comment, and share on the links and add them. You dig? And like, comment, and share their links and their videos as well. So I'm going to go over here. Looks like we got some people. They don't start pressing the line. All right, take over Tuesday. It's about to go down. Let's check in with some new people. I still got to hit them up over here. Matter of fact, if you're going to sit there, hell, might as well see if, you know what I mean? Let's just go ahead and ride it out together, bro. Might as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Well, all right. Let's go see over here.
Nah, it's all good.
What got going on? So, all right, 763-560, take over Tuesday. You trying to
I was saying hi to him. I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, damn. You weren't talking to us?
No, I was talking to my mom. I was telling her I'm talking to. I was telling her I was talking to you, and she thought I was talking to her. Sorry.
Oh, honey, you was talking to her. I thought you was talking to me. Okay, it is what it is. Monsters.
Well,
like,
I think you guys just mind mixed up. Y'all are tripping,
so
man.
What's going on?
I was wanting to ask you about that one. I didn't want to ask Joseph about that thing that you said about, because I think my only way to listen to your guys' station is if I think you said if I pay the $25 a month for that your station. Is that true?
Oh, you're talking about with the sponsorship if you want us to go on an extra hour.
Yeah, is that the only thing that I can do is to pay the $25 a month that you said for that, or?
To go extra time on the air, yeah, that's basically what you got to do, you dig? Because it's, you know what I mean, they got to take more time out the day, things like that. But we can talk about that off the air.
yeah, sorry. So we can only talk about it on the radio station, not on Facebook? I mean, on the Messenger, or what?
Yeah, you can talk to me on the Messenger. I can also,
I did try to talk to you about that, but I wasn't sure. I was thinking maybe it's easier to, I don't know. I thought maybe it was easier on the radio station, or I don't know what you think would be easier.
Right. Yeah, just I'll connect with you. Tomorrow won't be a good day. Tomorrow I have the whole day off. So
tomorrow's better.
Over with.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Thursday will be better. I hit you
up. Oh, Thursday? I thought you said tomorrow. I thought you said tomorrow because you had a whole day off.
No, tomorrow's my day off, so I'm not doing nothing.
Oh, yeah, usually people say that they want a day off and not talk to people.
Right. So, okay,
yeah, otherwise
so
I do want
to, enjoy the
yeah, I don't know.
I'd like to try it.
Yeah, I would like to try it once of that to see. I would like to. Do I do it month by month, or what would I do? Because I think you said I would get a discount of $25.
Well, all right, check it out. Right after the show goes off, I'm going to hit you up, all right? Right after the show goes
yep,
off.
Yep, thanks,
we'll
E-Monster.
Okay, no problem, no problem. All right, so let me check in with another person right quick. 832-865, you press 1 to talk on Takeover Tuesday. You trying to take over? Hello.
It's me. That's Aaron.
Oh.
I think I already took over.
Oh, yeah. My bad. You know, well, at least now is the time for you guys to get to talk. You know, we got more people over here, but, you know, they're not pressing one to talk, so they're a little shy. Or they know to wait till I get off the air to talk business to me. But, you know, hit him up, say he likes your music. You dig? Did you hear the things he said about your music?
I'll say it again. I was over here digging. Hit him up's music is really dope. Wait a minute. That's like some obvious fan. You're online at receiversofmusic.com. All the social media is all there.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. I think that y'all will make a good connection. You dig? So hopefully Monstrous Radio could be the one to make that happen. Y'all make something big. And, yeah, I can run around and tell about, yeah, I did that. I made that happen. It is what it is. I guess, you know, that's gonna be pretty much, I guess, the show for us tonight. You know, both you guys gave us a great interview. I can't say it enough. Monster salute, you know, I appreciate it. You know, I reached out to you guys. You guys reached back right away, sent in all the music, came, did the thing tonight, and you know, y'all made the show tonight. You did. It should have been y'all's radio show featuring me. It is what it is.
No.
But yeah, I just want to say again, you know, thank both of y'all. Thank both of y'all for real.
No doubt. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
All right. Okay. So I guess on our way up out of here, again, I tell you people, remember, if you need the information on how to connect with them, listen to the archive show 24/7, 365. Get the information, you can push pause, write it down. And if you're too lazy to do that, just hit me up at monsterusradio@gmail.com, and I'll pass along your information. Get it? That's what I do. So, all right, on my way up out of here, let me see. I think I got to play the Monsterous outro on our way up out of here. So, all right, this one here is for the show, for the fans, for the listeners. Salute. Have a good night. And just remember, y'all, remember, everywhere, around the globe, the bye.
Chicago. It don't matter. It don't matter. If you go out tonight, do not drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Oh, have a good night, y'all.
Hi, yo. Remix to my play. Remix. I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Exclusive. Yeah. Let's go, E. Yo. You did.